Welcome to Becoming Iconic, a global multimedia and mentorship brand that will lift you into having the most exceptional lifestyle and business. I am your host, Jen Spiegel, and as a mom of four, a seven-figure high-performance mentor, editor of a magazine, and the host of this top podcast, I have a lot to share with you. This podcast has been created to talk about all of those things that will support you in both your life, business, as well as leadership. I believe in having a life and business that gives you ultimate fulfillment, and this gets to be your reality. That's why most conversations here will shift many of the paradigms that you've likely been participating in. Be ready to be stretched in both your thinking and in your doing. You will hear advice and wisdom from my 16 plus years of experience building businesses globally alongside of raising a family. And you'll also hear from many other industry moguls. Don't forget to follow on your favorite social media platform. It's simply Becoming Iconic. And while you're there, check out the most recent edition of the Becoming Iconic magazine. I just want you to know something. You're in the right place. And I want to thank you for being here. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Becoming Iconic podcast agency edition. And today I am introducing you to somebody that I feel like a lot of you already know, but I want you to like know. We have Jessica Klassen here today, who is really to me, not only a dear, treasured friend and companion in life, but really an imperative partner in Becoming Iconic. And so I'm just going to give a little bit of my impression, my journey with Jess. And then of course I will allow her to introduce herself, but I really think it's important that you understand how this came about, especially if you are in the DMs and you talk to Jess. I really wanted you to understand her essence, her nature, her soul, and who she is so that you felt connected to her, knowing it is connected to me and to us. So Jess and I have known each other for a very long time. We've just kind of been in and out of each other's worlds for a while. And back in 2020-ish, was it Jess?
2020? Yeah, that's right. Yep.
2020 was actually became one of my private clients and grew a business. I'll let her tell this story, but we grew a business together and it was one of my favorite partnerships from a client perspective because we just jammed and she was a dream client because as soon as I would, you know, cast a vision or, you know, give a suggestion, it was implemented right away, which again, she'll share her incredible success. But what was really interesting about Jess is she never left my mind and never left my heart and spirit. And for a long time, it was just, you know, friends on the internet, we would stay in touch. I would watch her family and her girls grow. And it was just somebody I cared to look at and just monitor, see, view, pay attention to. And what was interesting was, I would say last year, it became really predominant in my mind that I felt like I could use support when it came to navigating client experience and really wanting to make sure that everybody, whether in the DMs all the way through to completion when they feel graduated, that they felt like this was the most highest of standards, white glove, concierge, world-class experience that changed the reputation and maybe perhaps even their experience of the coaching industry and what it actually gets to be like. And I wasn't entirely sure how that was going to unfold. I just knew I was craving a person in that way. And Jess appeared back into my life. So we're going to tell that story today, but I really hope that this agency podcast is really for you to connect with Jess so that when you see her or hear from her, you know who she is and you know her spirit and essence because you're going to fall in love with her as fast as I did. Welcome to the podcast, Jess.
Thanks, Jen. It is exciting to be here. Kind of a dream, really, actually. You keep making all my dreams come true, Jen.
Each other's dreams come true. I think that's what it is.
Hilarious. You know what? It was an incredible way to get started with you. I remember, I don't know if it was the end of 2019 or early 2020. I can't exactly remember the date. But what I do know, I remember at the time was how I felt then. So I was heavy in a different industry, in the network marketing industry, and was very uninspired by it at that point. And that's not to say anything bad about the industry or, you know, people who love it and are thriving in it, because I once did as well. But But I was all of a sudden at this point where I'm like, oh, this isn't doing it for me anymore in a number of different ways. But the biggest one being that I had settled into this role of being a mom to my girls at home. For those of you who don't know me, I also have stage four endometriosis, which also adds to a life of not being able to work outside the home. So just really learned that I wanted to be at home, but also was settling into like, I don't know, pajamas all day with the kids and, just this person that I really didn't identify with really. And I remember just being very inspired by you, Jen, just like the way that you are, your essence, just like how you show up, just dark and moody and beautiful and gorgeous and just like always showing up for the day. And that is who I strive to be. And I remember that's who I was in my like earlier life before kids. So I kind of lost that bit of myself, but didn't realize that I did. And I knew I wanted more of a diversified income, truly, right? We spoke about that in network marketing. And did I really understand that at the time? No. But once I really realized that I was like, okay, I would love to have a different business that, I'm organized. I love to talk to people about business. And I've really gotten into this Canva thing. So I like design as well.
Yes, you do many things.
Yeah, so I just realized there was this whole world online that I could really help with. And my sister and I, we talk every single day, and she has always been a fan of yours as well, Jen. And she said, "Why don't you actually message Jen? I see that she just like launched this podcast. She looks like she's doing some pretty cool things." And I just remember messaging you and coming to you with more of like a like, can I partner with you with Canva? Like, I don't even know what I was doing at the time, but I did the big ask and just like got into your world. And our first call, it was just like a get to know you call, like what who is Jess and like what are you looking for? And I just remember feeling so understood by you, and that felt amazing. And understood you gave me guidance of to like what I wanted, and not just in a what business do I want to do, but also like my income goals. I remember you talking to me about write down the top 10 things that you like would blow your mind if they happened to you, and the things that I wrote down to me were huge, just huge. To you, they were like, okay, so let's do them. Let's just start nailing these off. And I hadn't had this like rush of like excitement in a very long time to like take hold of my life and really try something new, really put myself out there on that skinny branch and just say, okay, let's go. And I also had a really hard time investing in myself. And you made me feel really powerful just to even talk to my husband about it. And Scott, like Scott is not somebody who you have to be afraid to talk to you about anything. And it was more just of a me thing, just understanding whether it was right or wrong for me. And I remember you and him even having a conversation, which was so incredible from you too, Jen, just shows who you are. You include the whole family. But I remember Scott saying, I would invest in her every day of the week. About me. And that was just a really beautiful thing to hear as well. So thank you for that too, because that showed another side of him I have actually never witnessed. And it just made me feel really good. So I felt scared to invest, but I felt very ready and more like I've never been so vision casted and more excited about something in my life. So that was how I said the big yes. And we dove right in, Jen. And it was a very fast, successful business.
Yes, it was.
It was. And it was really cool because with the business that I would say we partnered in, it was my business, but you really had a huge hand in it, gave me the confidence to make it happen. So I do remember this is not just like a, oh, like light, fluffy, it just like happened overnight, although the success was fast. I did things that I had never done before, which was learning stuff quickly, like very fast. It was like, okay, I need help with cooking and cleaning. Like I am getting up at 4 or 5 a.m. to learn stuff before I get on client calls and like really, really refine what I knew. And you encouraged me to do that. It's like, yes, you have the time to do it. Now is the time to go. Like you want this, let's go. With a lot of love and a lot of support, that's how we did it, right? So a lot of work was involved in it, but the success was there. I loved seeing the money come in. I loved clients being really happy. It felt amazing and it felt really aligned. And where it ended up turning. So we did a full year of coaching, which was like just imperative, right? So, because there's a lot that can happen in a year, we go through lots of different ups and downs, right? And not even ups and downs. It's more like a, you go through a journey. You
It's a
always
journey.
do, right? So it's navigating. I became someone new within 3 months. I became another new person within 6. And all throughout those, you and I needed to have these conversations and navigate them. It seems like you knew me best in these situations because we grew so quickly together through it. And I was offered with one of my clients an opportunity to become full time. And it was such a perfect opportunity at the moment. And that's when I decided to do a shift. And I have to say, too, with that, Jen, it was so supportive of you to understand that at that point, I was really truly like to take this position was a huge leap of faith because it meant that I had to now leave behind the business I created. I had to offboard clients and really change the direction of where I was going to go. And you were so supportive in it, so understanding through it. And did that for, you know, I don't even know how long that was. That was a 2-year journey as well, working with this client. And with that, this was a very new business that I got to be a part of. And it was a positive journey in a sense that, you know, again, more refined skills, more opportunity there, you know, with a team of support there. The company grew to a million within the first year, and I got to be a part of seeing a company go from zero to that, which was amazing. And it was inspiring. So you can see here how it's always a journey in your life. If you're ready to take the leap, it doesn't mean that that has to be like once you get somewhere, that's it, and you have to stay right on that course. What it is as soon as you take this leap of faith, and as soon as you take the time to go through the journey, you're going to see it go in lots of different direction. And what really happened right here, Jen, is I have to say, in that time, we weren't coaching anymore while I was working with this other person. And I missed you. And I do that, as you say, like we were watching each other. I always was like, oh, man, I wish I could just like ask her a question about this. I want to like, you know, you were always in my mind of like, oh man, how do I do this? Or I miss you in this. And it was really when I decided to leave the company that I was with for so many different reasons, you were right on my mind of like, okay, I need to go back. I want to go back to Jen and see where we're at because I don't want to grow my own personal business anymore, but I love being in this supportive role and would love the opportunity to be in your world again, Jen, because that's, you know, I felt really good there. So that's, you know, I would say, and that brings us full circle to where we are and how amazing to go from a place of, I didn't even know there was really online business world to Jen. I've learned so much and I want to be in your world and give what I have now into your business, into your life. And I am so excited and want so badly to have your, you know, breath of fresh air every day in my life as well.
Oh my gosh, Jess. It was interesting you were telling that. And it was like, you know how you drop back into moments?
Oh, yeah.
And I forgot that moment with Scott when he had said that, like, I would invest in her every day. It almost makes me choked up, and it's not even
Oh.
my spouse. But that belief and
Yeah.
how often we think that we're going to be met with a partner that is going to not believe. And that does happen. So I don't want to bypass that. It probably happens more often than not, unfortunately. But sometimes people are really surprised when they say incorporate their husband into the decision making and into their vision and into their dreams to be met with that kind of support. And that was to me the catalyst. Like that was the fuel to your rocket because I felt like you had the belief in you. I had the belief in you. We had the vision. But then when Scott m married that with, I've got you, you've got this, I totally believe in you, there was no holding you back. And you did. You had exponential growth. Like it
Yes.
was incredible.
Yeah.
I and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you built a six-figure business in months, like 2 or 3 months.
And in some ways, I found myself holding myself back because there was so much coming in, and I was like, I need to build this in different ways
I
and
remember.
find new people to help me with this. And, you know, in terms of like basically like what you have for the agency. I needed people to help me in my business to grow it. So if, you know, we had continued in that direction, it would have, you know, It was on that path of woo.
It was, it
It
was.
was. It was
And
cool.
there's also really another important piece to this that you're teaching people who are listening right now, not only about you, but the journey you've been on of making that pivot. And it's interesting because you're like, you were so supportive. I remember when you were pivoting out of, this personal business you had grown and it was flourishing. So friends, this is an important detail. I think a lot of times when people pivot, we assume they're pivoting because things aren't going well. Well,
Totally,
yeah, right?
yes.
Isn't that true? I know for me, when I pivoted into becoming iconic, that was the rumor, like, oh, her other business must not be going well. Or maybe people assumed with you, oh, that must not have been going well. I actually love pivoting when things are going super well and you are in that vibe and energy of abundance and momentum. So it's an important piece to never assume and also give yourself that flexibility of even things are going well, it doesn't mean you can't pivot. And when you pivoted, I remember there was a piece of me that was like, like I knew where it could have gone. But there was, as a mentor, this is an important discussion, actually. As a mentor, my responsibility and leadership to you was to honor you and ask you important questions to ensure you were navigating this decision with your eyes wide open. But it wasn't about what I believed for you. This was about you really doing what you believed and saw for yourself. And that's really important. I'm really glad you brought that up because I forgot about that piece of navigating that alongside of you and how many mentors want to put people in boxes in their own comforts. That's not mentorship. That's really not. That's codependency. So that was really interesting. And then yeah, you came back into my world at the most perfect time. So let me set this up for a little bit for everybody listening in. So you heard me when I was introducing Jess that I was at this point where I was like, gosh, I want the client experience to be so incredible. I felt stretched. So if I'm being very honest, like behind the scenes, pulling back the curtain, I was on a lot of calls. So you have to think about my world, friends, of like agency, mentorship, magazine, podcast. I was on calls what felt like 8 hours a day. And I loved it. It wasn't something that I loathed it or didn't, I enjoyed it, but I was like, this is not the best use of my time, especially calls where people are inquiring, because what would end up happening is I would give so much of myself. And not always were they educated in the inquiry. And I was like, I don't know if this is the best use of my time. I don't know, if someone's not certain or they haven't done their homework or their research or they're not entirely sure they're ready for me to spend my time in that room with them. I was like, I think I could do things a little tighter. So I was dreaming of what that could be like, and enters Jess. And we cried together on that
We
call.
did. Oh, we did. We did. We got to know each other again in that call. It wasn't the longest time that we hadn't talked, but man, have we changed. How
We
much, so
really
much
have.
happened, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And the respect that gets to carry forward, too. There's so many conversations you and I are going to have on this podcast, but even that of like leaving clients with such a great experience that they come back and not cutting people off because they feel like they want to go down a different path or direction or maybe pause or whatever it is. And I think sometimes we make so many things about ourselves as mentors or as business owners. And I really have tried hard not to be that. So I'm grateful that I led it that way with you because it allowed that door to be open for you to come back. And when you said, how could I get involved? What was so interesting to me, Jess, is I knew I really wanted someone to be in the business development side with me, especially when it came to the magazine and agency, because they really are massive businesses on top of the mentorship. But to trust somebody with the community, to trust somebody to be on a call with someone and to position themselves with the love and compassion and empowerment that I would hold for that person. It was scary, but as soon as you came in my world, I was like, thank you, God. You answered my prayers because Jess is it. And you have been it. You have been such a gorgeous extension of myself. And then also, I get to be an extension of you. And that feels really, really good.
It does. It does. It is the final piece to the puzzle for me. It really is. I grew from, or I not even grew. I have witnessed and been through being the business owner. I've witnessed and been through helping other businesses and, help grow them. So now I have these skills that I'm able to support you, but it's an ever-growing journey. And I really, really love working in your world, Jen. It is different. It is exceptional. It's classy. It's all these things that I want to wake up and be really excited to do with you every day. So honestly, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity and seeing it,
Thank
seeing
you.
this space. I don't know if people see that having someone sit in that place of business development and just riffing off ideas and really keep making sure we're on track and having that support when maybe someone's not feeling well, that someone else can step in. A Zoom call falls and now you have someone that you can feel you can support. So good on you, because I know there's a lot of people out there that feel that they need to just sit in that seat by themselves. They need to not talk with anybody about it. They have to do it all alone. Sometimes it can be very lonely in that CEO, founder position. And good on you to just, as usual, thoroughly enjoy every step of this.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And as you're listening to this, friends, you will be able to go back and revisit a solo episode where I called it the death of the solopreneur
Yeah.
and how we really are. It's like demanded in the marketplace now that if you really want to grow something of substance and also create peace and joy and fulfillment in your life, you've got to stretch yourself into these types of partnerships to be able to be supported. Because you're absolutely right, Jess. You just said something that's really important and not to bypass is when one of us isn't feeling well, we get to pick up the slack for one another. And I love that flexibility I now have in the business. It's not where I lean out of the business and let everybody else run it. I think there's a level of worry and fear as a founder and CEO of having other people with a level of control of the outcome in your business, right? Your client facing. What if, I remember, I mean, as I'm just going to be honest, like as much as I love and know you, I remember thinking, well, what if people get on the call and like it doesn't go well? Or what if, like, there are those fears that would come up because, again, as a CEO, you like most of us are control freaks. That's why we're successful. But in the loosening of that grip and the trust and surrender that gets to happen by allowing people to rise to the occasion, be in their genius, do what they love. Like you love client relations, you love client experience, you love sales, you love like building things to make sure someone feels seen and served. Like you have so much service within you, or servant leader, that it is so wonderful to know that and trust that you've got them. And ultimately, and that's where I kind of want to pivot the call into, is a sales call. We don't even really call it that, do we? I mean, we don't call it a sales call because rarely is it ever a sales call with Becoming Iconic. I don't know if I've ever had a sales call.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think I've ever had one.
No, I don't think so.
So tell maybe you could walk people through what it is you do. So if someone has an experience of you, maybe someone's going to reach in the DMs and inquire about something that we're running currently, or inquire about the agency, or inquire about, having a contributing article in the magazine. What will be their experience of you?
Yeah, for sure. I'd love to talk about that. I also want to mention too, based on everything you were just saying, it's not about bringing you out of the calls because you don't have time for these calls. Like 100%, that is not what this is. This is not Jen being too good to get onto calls with each and every person. That is one thing you said from the very beginning. This is hard for me, Jess, because I want to be on those calls.
Right.
What we see is that you wanted me in these calls so that you can keep building the business bigger and better for these people who are coming into the business. So I am the connector of you two. I am the heartbeat between, so that you can stay where you need to stay and I can find people, or these people are finding us and I'm able to connect you and them in the best way for them. Right. And what you have done, Jen, is built a business that I can feel very safe and secure to be able to get on these calls and know we have a spot for everybody. We do. And I'm so thankful for that because it's never a, oh, this is a waste of time for the client. This is a waste of time for us. Of course not. We're supportive. We are trying to find, what people need and connect, the dots. That's basically what it is. And to answer your question, no, we don't call it a sales call. We're either calling things like we can call anything, but like it's discovery, it's strategy, it is a, get to know us, right? Get to know you kind of a call. So for me, whenever, someone comes into our DMs, and they're just asking and they're curious, it's always let's hop on a call. And in that call, I'm really not talking very much. Why? Because I want to get to know this person so much. We want to, first of all, if you want some strategy, if we're on this call as, the agency business owners are coming in and they're like, okay, what do you mean? What's like, how does this call when, A to Z, how does this go? So really, you want to get on this call with authority. Like you want to get in a really positive and confident state of mind before you get on a call with this. You want to maybe be able to like in a sense sort of take control of the call so the other person feels really comfortable. They might have never invested before. They might have got on a sales call that was really icky and gross and they're just feeling like nervous to get on. So being really personable and just really right off the bat saying this call is about serving you and supporting you and making them feel comfortable to be able to open up to you at all. Right. We don't want to just say, okay, so here's the, we're on this call, we have this much time, and these are our offers. What do you want? Right. Like, no, that's not what we're doing here. That's not how we support people. So, we want to get on, we want to establish that authority. We want to just find out, okay, just quickly, 30 seconds or less, tell me about your business. And then you can ask about family, you can ask about those things, but it's really just you'll find quickly you want to hear what the business is or the idea is. Quickly, because it's a, is it an established business? Is this, I don't know what my business is, but this is my vision. We can find that out pretty quickly. We also want to know, where do you want to be in a year? Where do you want to be in 6 months? Show us. Like, and I'm talking everything because this is what I learned from Jen. This is not just a dollar. This is not that, right? This is a lifestyle. This is understanding how are you going to thrive in your life? How are you going to be the most iconic person this year? And that is with, how you wake up in the morning. That is, what do you see for yourself for vacations with you and your family? What do you see yourself doing every single day? It's not just about how's the best and quickest way to make money. No, like that's not iconic. We want to thoroughly enjoy this. So, over the next 6 months to a year, what do you see being your most iconic life? So we can, really go off and dream. Okay. And again, this is not me talking, this is the client talking and explaining what they want. Okay. Then we can find out, okay, so we're not a year from now. We are sitting here right where we are. Why aren't you there yet? What's going on that you haven't done it? And then we can find out lots of different things. It's amazing because we don't want to sit in like a lack mindset, but we want to find out what the challenges are. Is it because, you have your ideas, you have everything lined up for you. You don't have your right-hand person like an OBM sitting here, helping you do the back-end work. Look at, we've just connected some dots, right? Now we can really be supportive and help you get to your next level. Maybe you're someone who is like me coming in and it's just a dream. It's just like, I literally don't know what's possible for me. And that's where we can talk about mentorship that, and that can look in different ways. Is it a private coaching with Jen where she can really help build the business side by side with you? Are you an established business and you are looking for a mastermind where you're sitting at the table with people who are in the same boat as you and you want to walk with them? Right. So we're going to, in those challenges, really find out what do you need? What is most supportive to you to get you to your best iconic life over the next year? Right. So that's what we want next. And then at that point, once we really, really roadmap it, it's a blueprint of what they're wanting, then we can move into the different offerings, right? So then, and it's again so supportive in a way of these are all your options. You are not hurting our feelings if you don't go with this. We want you to settle into the right place. I'm also going to encourage you to not be afraid because I was afraid and I had to do the work to just figure out how to make it happen. And that's a really big part of the journey. And in that journey, you become who you need to be over the next year, every stage, right, Jen?
That's it.
We know that. So yeah, so that really is it. And really, never pressure. Never pressure. That is one thing, Jen. I've been in different businesses, different industries, and the pressure sales is dead. It is gone. It is not what we should be doing at all. This needs to be a beautiful conversation. You have always been like that from the beginning since I started working with you. And there's times where you're always reminding me, this is not, we are not selling and we are not coming at people from a place of lack. This is from support. This is iconic. This is people walking in and getting really, really excited and not feeling pressure. So there's no pressure at the end of this call. I mean, if someone's ready and they know, I'm ready to dive in, of course, we'll welcome them in right away. But oftentimes it's getting off the call and then just having follow-up discussion of, what does feel the best after you've slept on this discussion,
Okay, so friends, if that did not give you goosebumps, energy, just complete trust and conviction, I don't know what would. But that was beautiful, Jess, because it's really important, I feel, for people to feel safe in these types of discussions in a culture, world, industry where it hasn't always felt that way. I remember I had somebody in the mastermind last mastermind who was trained, and I mean, I had to really help her unlearn to relearn. But she said, "Well, I've been trained. I don't get off the call until I get their credit card number." And I said to her, "What do you mean by that?" And she's like, "Well, we get the credit card number, we run their card before we get off the call." I mean, I hadn't even thought of something like that before. I was like, "What? Just what?" And then now we have people making emotionally charged decisions. Now we have resentful clients. Now we have buyer's remorse. Now we have people who are squeezing the service for everything it's got because they're coming from lack and scarcity. And so, what I appreciate about you, what I appreciate about us, and what I appreciate about the foundation I have built is that it is done with trust and empowerment. Our only expectation, and I say this often on the calls I do, and I know you say the same thing, the only expectation we have is that you make an empowered choice for yourself. And an empowered choice isn't one based on not enough, scarcity, fear. An empowered choice would say, not yet. And know that and feel certain in that. No, it's not an excuse. No, it's just a preparedness that it's you're not there yet. Fair. I can only applaud and empower that back versus a fear-based decision. That's different. That's not empowered, or an empowered yes. And when somebody says yes from an empowered place, what I have found in my relationships with clients is they say yes over and over again. It's no coincidence that I have clients that renew year over year over year. I have clients who come into the rooms with a relaxed nervous system, still eager, still excited, still maybe even stretched. Like, let's be honest, in some ways, I think that that's almost a should. Like, you should be stretched somewhat so that you
Absolutely.
actually do something with
That's when we
this.
take action.
Yeah, it's like the best accountability partner, but the empowerment leads. And so they come into rooms as leaders. And it really has been one of, I think, the biggest pieces that have changed people's experience of mentorship with me and through becoming iconic, whether even if it's another service, it feels good from start to finish. And I'm really glad you shared that because I hope that people listening who've maybe been hesitant about exploring becoming iconic, whether mentorship, agency, magazine, whatever, that now they feel like, ooh, not only do I like Jess, but I actually feel like I could have a discussion with Jess. And it is much more of a strategic discussion than it is selling. Thank you for that.
Absolutely. This whole business, we wake up and we go to bed truly thinking, how can we be better the next day? And how can we be our most iconic selves? And you lead us so well, Jen. Thank you.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that so much. And so I actually would love to tie this up at this moment because I feel like the real message and what I feel was really important for us to have through this conversation was said through you. You did such a powerful, beautiful job. Thank you for your leadership. Friends, if you're interested in anything, just maybe you're tasting this for the first time or you're smelling it. I don't know. Maybe you haven't even tasted yet. You haven't sunk your teeth into anything. Jess is your person, and so am I. It's not that it's me, Jess, you did a great job, and thank you also for doing that. It's not that I don't want to be on these calls. It's how do I grow the business, grow the offerings, grow the services, and be all that I can be for those people who are in that proximity? And that to me is my due diligence. And so together we are honing in these empowerment calls, these discovery calls, these conversations. So you can reach Jessica, friends, at Jessica, what's with a C. I know some people spell Jessica with a K. Jessica with a C at becomingiconic.co. So it's .co. Jess is also in the DMs. This is one little thing maybe it's a second podcast. Yeah, it is a second podcast. I'll savor that for
Yay, I'm
second.
excited.
That's another podcast. This is just more of like an ethics thing. So I will hold
Oh.
that. I will bite my lip and bite my tongue for a second to save that for another one. So stay tuned, friends. But Jess is in the DMs as well, and we'll definitely let you know when it's her versus when it's me. That's very clear. We don't pretend to be one or the other. So again, it's always safe. You can trust in Becoming Iconic. You can trust in this team. And Jess also has a very imperative, pivotal role in a lot of the services as well. So you're gonna, be with her and in partnership with her as well. So thank you. I love your sweet, precious family. I love being in life with you first and foremost, and especially in business with you as well. And I thank you for the value, the leadership, the abundance, the vision, the everything without starting to cry that you have brought into my world. It is better because of you. So thank you.
Thank you, Jen. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for being here. Your time and presence means the world to me. If you would be so kind to leave a 5-star review so more people can learn about Becoming Iconic, that would be such an act of generosity. And please go download and read the newest version of the Becoming Iconic magazine, available at becomingiconic.co. Now let's go make it a great day.